You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Holmesy introduction.
Spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation.
Spark a dream that we're meant to follow.
You're listening to the Extra Magic Hour, brought to you by Walt's Apartment Podcast and the Diz Insider. Join the team in the studio as they bring you the spirit of Disney through park news, history, and tips and tricks to make your Disney Parks vacation even more magical.
Man, I love all that music. Welcome, everybody, to Extra Magic Hour. This is the park-centric podcast of Walt's Apartment, A Light in the Window production. I am one of your tongue-tied hosts, Joey. Happy to be here. And, of course, I am joined by the podcast princess, Sam. What's going on?
It's going. I'm super excited. It's Wednesday night. I'm always excited on Wednesday nights because I get to hang with you guys. Hang for the live show after this. So it's good. Good time to be talking Disney parks.
Awesome. Yes, it's our double dip night, double dip family night. And of course, joining us all the way from the start of the right and straight on to morning is the awesome sisters of Neverland Clubhouse, Courtney and Kelly. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good, good. We're doing good. It's windy here though. So if there's a little delay, I'm sorry.
Windy, like Windy Darling, or
yeah, like
Waka no, Waka,
like Waka Waka. No, but like it's windy today. So
awesome. Yeah, I think we're getting a high winds warning here. Sam's like, wind, you got it. Californians and their wind.
I don't like it when it's windy. Like, I will go to Disney in the rain, but like if it's a windy day, I'm like, nope, not going.
I had a friend call me on my way home from work, and they're like, there's like 40 mile, they're in Cali, and they're like, there's 40 mile per hour winds here. And I was like, okay.
Everybody
and
forget,
like, no, really, this is a big deal. Forgets. I'm just like,
yeah. Everybody forgets that LA and California is just not built for any other weather except for sunny. Yeah. Yeah. There, it's not built for rain. We don't have the infrastructure for rain. We don't have the infrastructure for wind. Like, we have palm trees and palm fronds in the middle of our roads because it's so windy, because our palm trees shed all of their palm fronds onto the road, and they're not small, and everybody, you can't just drive over them because they are road hazards.
My buddy got hit in the head with one of those one time. So.
Oh no. No way. That's bad.
Yeah. Did he deserve it? What did he do to the palm tree?
Exactly, probably. But anyways, we digress. Before we have some fun topics tonight to talk about from Disney parks around the world again, which is always nice to hit around the world. But we'd like to remind you guys that we are sponsored by our boy Lewis, Sunken City Designs. Super busy right now. I think if there's 24 hours in a day, he's working 25 right now. So
always working on something.
Oh yeah. So his twisted little brain is working hard right now. So I check him out. Sunken City Designs. Also our good friends at We're in the Park, a fun scavenger hunt game from Disney Parks, Universal, Knott's, Busch Gardens, anywhere you want to have
Six
fun.
Flags.
Six Flags. Yes. And of course, Getaway Today, great travel agency, and they know their stuff and they know what they're doing, and they'll have you have a great trip. So Before
free of charge, they don't cost anything for extra for you to use their services. So
absolutely, and they have layaway exhaust. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So as Sean has alluded before, I believe Kim is going to join the live hopefully sometime soon. I know they're busy. It's I know, you know, Courtney being in travel as well. That's it's getting to busy
it's
time.
Busy season. Yeah, people are booking their summer trips. So
yeah,
yeah, it's a busy season.
But before we get to our This Week in Disney History, I have an icebreaker question for you guys. And a very simple one. Oh, yeah. This is we don't need icebreakers because we just get right into it. But I thought it'd be fun. But easy one is you could pick any Disney legend to hang out a day at any Disney park with. Who would it be? And they got to be living.
Oh, I know my answer.
Oh, go ahead.
I think I know my answer, too. My answer is Paige O'Hara. I've always wanted to meet her. She's the voice of Belle. She's my favorite princess. And she just seems so nice. And because she's always at D23 with, like, her art and stuff. Yeah. And I would just want to take her around and the park and ride everything with her. She seems so fun.
Yeah, she's super nice. I met her, I think, at the 2013 D23. My niece was also a big fan. She was doing a signing as well. And but we're in the store. My niece got the at the time they were huge, but they had the Beauty and the Beast by Dalmatian. So she bought that, had her sign it, and I took the picture. Then she was like, "Oh, did you want to get in the picture?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know, because I didn't pay for anything." But she's like, "Here, take a picture." So I got a picture with her too because she's awesome.
That's amazing.
She's actually going really to be at she's going to be at a convention here soon in Indiana, actually.
Oh, nice.
In Indianapolis. So I'm thinking about taking the trek just for her.
Oh, worth it.
Oh, do it. Worth it. Yeah. Yeah. Wish I lived in Indiana.
Yeah. You can come visit.
Who's next?
I'll go. I would like to I'd like to go to the park with Don Hahn. He's fun. I've met him before, and he likes, you know, he always got to get his corn dog in. So yeah. I just think it'd be really fun to go around the park with Don Hahn.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Mine is Joe Rohde a legend?
I think he is.
I think he's newly a legend.
I had a backup just in case he wasn't.
Became a legend before he retired.
Before he retired. Yes, that's what I thought. So I'm going with Joe Rohde. I'm totally spending a day hanging out with Joe Rohde.
In Animal Kingdom? That would be awesome.
I don't even care if we're in the parks.
It's true.
I don't even care if we're in the, I just want to spend a day with Joe Rohde.
He does seem fun.
I'm trying to verify if he's a Disney legend or not. You know what? He's a Disney legend to us. So
there you go.
Well, Joey, while you go ahead and give yours, I will verify.
Okay. So mine, this is actually a tough question, but I think recently we saw somebody post that they ran into Jon Favreau at Disneyland recently with Dave Filoni. But I would definitely choose Jon Favreau. Been a fan of his for so long. He's just super cool guy, and he's such also into like Disney history. I'm sure it'd be like, oh, that's, you know, where Walt did this, and you know, I just think it'd be fun. He's just that I picked Jon Favreau, Disney legend.
I think it would be cool to hang out with any Disney legend.
Oh yeah,
but yeah,
and even some non legends, future legends. So, any verification?
I don't have any verification yet. I feel like I would be able to.
Everything online says legendary Joe Rohde, but like, I think he's a Disney legend.
We're just going to go with it. A Disney legend was honored with a new Disney Conservation Award. So, yeah. So, we're going to go with it. Disney legend Joe Rohde. Yeah. Obscure Disney podcast. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna
I'm pretty sure he recently got it, but
yeah, I think he actually got it before he retired. I thought.
Yeah.
Like Joey said.
Yeah, I probably got it recently, but yeah, I couldn't. The way they do the legend, and we've talked about this, you know, till our ears bleed, but the way they've selected legends recently is kind of not, yeah, I'll say frustrating, but
yeah,
weird. It's weird.
Weird. But that was a fun little icebreaker. But let's get to our this day or this week in Disney history with Sam.
Well, it is. We are going to go with this day because this day was an influential day.
Ooh.
Because
exciting.
on March 13th, 2005, the Walt Disney Company directors chose Robert Iger, so Bob Iger, to succeed Michael Eisner.
Wow.
Wow.
As the CEO of the company. And also, Typhoon Lagoon reopened with the Crush and Gusher water coaster, which then had its official debut 2 days later, so March 15th.
Hmm.
So I was like, I don't even need to look further into this week. Like, we get a new CEO. We go from Eisner to Iger on this day. It's interesting.
It's also 4 years ago. It was the last day the parks was open before the pandemic hit.
That's true.
That's right. I saw everybody posting stuff, so.
Today, and we were we were supposed to be in the parks that weekend.
It's eerie because that just gave me chills to hear you say that.
Yeah, I know. I know. 4 years ago.
I don't want to think about it. That's March crazy. 14th,
the world shut down. March 14th, the world shut down. So,
where were you when the world shut down?
I was supposed to be at Disneyland. I had just sent a bunch of kindergartners home for the last time that I would see them. But that was probably my hardest teaching year ever. And I was not sure I was going to come back to teaching after that year. So the pandemic saved me and put me back into my teaching mindset because my principal and my social worker and guidance counselor, we were all praying for something to happen that year with the group of kids that I had in my room. Mm. And the pandemic happened. Literally the next week. So blame us if you want, but
yeah. We had just gotten back from Walt Disney World,
Florida,
10 days, March 3rd. We got back, we flew back, and March 13th, everything shut down.
Wow. And two weeks before that, I was at Adventureland Day.
Yeah.
Which will segue into our first little topic.
Unless you had more, Sam. Did anything else happen? Okay. You can segue. Because I interrupted. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You are perfect, Courtney. I was like, you know what? I don't even need to look past these two topics because they are large topics, but yours was definitely gave me chills to talk about.
Yeah. Crazy. But thank you for that. But before we get to our Adventureland Day and Disney Channel Night recap, let's hear from one of our sponsors first.
Where in the parks Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered, with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereintheparks.com/WaltzAptPodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Waltz Apartment Podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/WaltzAptPodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, do you know where in the park?
We do know where in the park, and they are awesome. We are so lucky to have them as part of the family here at Walt's Apartment. So definitely check out their games on your next visit. And they make great gifts, too. So,
and if you want some exclusive pack or exclusive clues that are not part of their decks, you can join our last live show of every month where we get to play with some of their clues and see if the fam here can figure out where in the park, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always
it's
fun.
Always a fun time.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we get to some of the main the recent news topics, we got a couple recaps. And it's not just trip reports, but the special events that happened that three of us, Courtney twice, she did each wah, one. But...
No, Kelly was there too. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Joey, did you just forget Kelly?
No,
I came late. I came late. Oh. So she's in none of the pictures.
I was only there.
I will allow it this time.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
I didn't want to get up early, so I came around 10 o'clock, but everybody else got up at like the crack of dawn to be there at like 8.
I didn't say dumbass this episode, but that was a dumbass moment.
That was
but,
a dumbass move. Okay, it's all right.
But I figure we'll talk about Adventureland Day first, but we'll go on this kind of briefly because I really want to hear what you guys experience with a Disney Channel night. Plus we're recording the Tiki Cast tomorrow, which is fully about Adventureland Day. So this event happens at Disneyland the first and Disney World at Magic Kingdom the first Sunday of March every year. So it's very cool that it happens coast to coast, and I had a great time as always, was part of it. Thank you Tiki Tony for letting me be a correspondent, but it was Courtney's first time, so I want her to mention some of her favorite moments of the event.
Yeah, it was my first time at Adventureland Day. You dress up in like safari clothes or, you know, like Adventurers Club and Tiki.
Like you're gonna go on an expedition.
Exactly. I dressed up in my Tiki room outfit. I had the green dress and matching orange ears. But it was fun. It did unexpectedly rain in the morning, and was kind of drizzling in the morning all throughout the first part of the day. But everybody seemed to have a great time.
Here going, yeah, I missed that because I slept in.
Unfortunately, I think rain has been a common theme on all the events this year.
Exactly.
So far. And we met up with Kim in the first thing
from
in the morning.
From where in the park. Yeah.
And then Kelly showed up. I was going to say, Kelly showed up right when the ride takeover broke down.
I showed up and the Jungle Cruise went down, Indiana Jones was down, and Adventureland was just shut down. Well, and we did do the Tiki Room sing-along at 10 o'clock in the morning. Kelly kind of missed that, but so she got there like right after. But it was fun to like be in the Tiki Room with everybody. Like literally people were sitting on the floor for the first time in a long time. Yeah. It was kind of really funny to see that happen. And everybody was enthusiastic and singing along. Our friends from, you know, A Skywalking Through Neverland was there. Sarah and Richard came and did their first Adventureland Day, and they had a blast too. When everything broke down. Yeah.
So when you're in the Tiki Room and mm-hmm. you're surrounded by these people who are so enthusiastic and like sitting on the floor because they're so excited to be there, did you just sit there and be like, these are my people? These are my people.
Yeah, definitely. It did feel like, and it's the same thing with these After Dark events too. You just feel like you're with your people because they're just having a good time just being in the park. It doesn't really matter.
It's a common bond. Yeah, it's a common bond. And even though, you know, everybody in Disney Park loves Disney, not everyone is like a big
Disney fan or a big Adventureland fan or, you know, and or a Disney Channel fan, like a Disney Channel night. But when you're at those themed events, you know that the person sitting right next to you is as big as a fan of you because they decided to come and participate in these
and dressed up and stuff.
Yeah.
And honestly, like these two topics that we're talking about tonight, like I am so into Adventureland, like Society of Explorers Adventures, as you guys know.
Oh, you love it,
but,
Sam.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as DCOMs go, like I was, that was like my heart and soul growing up. I waited for the next one coming out.
I cannot wait
to hear you guys talk about that in a little bit. I might cry a little bit because I wasn't there.
We'll get there real shortly, but yeah, I've told people plenty of times about you haven't been on the Jungle Cruise until you've been with everybody dressed all safari,
everybody laughing at the jokes, everybody
the khaki.
Unfortunately, we didn't get to really experience that because, like I said, it broke down when everybody was supposed to have the ride takeover. So they all went to Small World. We had our own ride takeover at Pirates of the Caribbean. Because there was like nine of us in a group.
Whole half of the boat.
Yeah. But then like that ride broke down mid of when we were on it.
Oh yeah. Pirates broke down while we were on it.
Yeah. But,
Sam, you'd appreciate this, but as the event kind of kicked off in the little courtyard before the Tiki Room by Tropical Hideaway, Skipper Freddy led the entire group before the group photo. Or after the group photo, during the group photo.
Before.
But everybody at the top of their lungs, even if they didn't know the words, sang the Adventures song, the Adventures Club, as they did in the Adventures Club. So
yeah,
it was awesome. I have a video of it. I'll post it.
Yes, please. I can't wait to see that. So you're going to post it after you record tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I can't wait. One of the big highlights was the scavenger hunt. So
yes, it
I got was video a very of the, fun scavenger the hunt. Ladies on super in the mode. So what did you guys think of the scavenger hunt?
I thought it was really fun. It was kind of a bummer, but also okay that most of the clues were on Main Street. And it was like really funny because you had to like count, like they would say like how many awnings are on Disney on a gallery or whatever, and then you had to like count them, and then you'd have to like times it by like 250, and then that would give you an answer, and you would text
I don't like math.
it wasn't that much math. It was like 5 plus 200, 205. It wasn't like complicated math. I think the most complicated thing was when you finally got to the decoder and you had to decode the message to find out where you were supposed to go.
And it was like 5 paragraphs long.
It was like 5 paragraphs long, and you only needed one sentence really out of the 5 paragraphs. But it was really fun, and luckily we had Kim from Where in the Park with us, and she had already decoded our message for us, so we just went right
when I was like location. When I was like, oh god, we gotta decode all 5 of these paragraphs now, Kim, what's the answer? And so
and if you wanted to decode it, then we did let people decode it on their own if they wanted to, but we kind of cheated and got the answer.
We decided we
they
don't
do give it to you
that.
Beforehand, so it wasn't like nobody did that.
Yeah,
because I mean, hearing Kim talk about it was like, you can't give us a trivia or a scavenger hunt and not have us do it before the event, even before the clues are texted out that morning. But
I think it was very innovative how they did it, because they told you to text a certain clue to a certain number, and then they text you back with the answers and another clue. And if you got the wrong answer, you didn't get the next clue. And if you got the right answer, you got the next clue. So I did think it was cool how they did it, because there was a ton of people there and a ton of people doing the scavenger hunt. And you couldn't control that crowd by like having them come find you and giving them another clue or anything like that. So the texting I thought was genius.
Yeah. But if you're going to have people decode stuff, don't have them do like 5 paragraphs long. And it's just like, do like 2 or 3 or maybe one even sentence. One. Because that was kind of
fun. And I'm sure like people loved decoding the answer.
Yeah. And it was funny because like, I was going to say like being a correspondent, I was just standing with Richard by the tiki room by where the Dole Whip, and people are like, are you Jeff? I'm like, no, I'm Joey. He's like, oh, the clue said to find Jeff at the end of Tropical Hideaway. I'm like, well, I'm not Jeff and I'm not at the end of the Tropical Hideaway. You know where Jeff is? Yes,
there was no clue that said find Jeff at the Tropical Hideaway.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun. And so I was one of the ones that got to hand out the treasure at the end, which was one of these Tiki Tony pins. And I got a few extras. So one is going to go over to Sam. Of the upcoming. Of the upcoming.
You're going to make me ink.
I almost spilled the beans on what the SEA podcast is going to be, but we'll save that for later. But
yes.
But it was a lot of fun though. We'll so that. If you haven't been before, definitely check it out. Like I said, it's always on the first Sunday of March, and that's at both coasts. So check it out. Have a good time. But you guys also went back freaking Thursday for another event. So I mean,
in another rainstorm, this time with a flash flooding and hail storm and freeway flooding. Lightning. It was great. And lightning.
Well, that was in the valley, but like in Anaheim, it was just light sprinkle.
I got caught in the hail storm, okay? And
yeah, Courtney was texting me like, or called me. From the
she was freaking out, so she called you.
She's like, under lightning is following me.
Trying to outrun the storm.
but
I finally made it down there. So we attended the Disney Channel Night After Dark event at Disneyland. So it was a 4-hour event, just like Sweethearts Night, and went from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And that would make it an all-day event. It's only 4 hours. But it was so much fun. They blasted all of the Disney Channel theme songs and the songs from like the movies. Not all the movies, but like the main, like the big ones.
High School Musical, Descendants, Zombies.
I have a question.
Cheetah Girls.
The first thing that came into my house, or it came into my house, came into my head while you said that, was the Smart House song that all the kids are dancing to.
Oh, I like, wish they played that one. The they didn't play Smart House.
Yeah. Oh, I wish they played that song. I didn't hear that song, but I heard Lizzie McGuire theme song.
They played Gummy Bears.
The Gummy Bear theme song, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Montana, Wizards.
Phil of the Shake Future.
Phil of the Future.
Proud family.
I loved Phil of the Future.
I love Phil of the Future too.
Yeah. That's so Raven.
But,
That's so Raven.
Courtney, you're saying that people were like confused where the Gummy Bear song?
Unfortunately.
It was a little bit of a younger crowd.
It was a little bit of a younger crowd that we were around. We were waiting in line to take this picture in the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody photo op. And it was by Small World. And they were playing Lizzie McGuire from the movie. They were What Dreams Are Made Of. And everybody was singing it at the top of their lungs. Everybody knew all the words. And this is what dreams are made of. And then, so then it went into the next song and it was the Gummy Bears. And then everybody stopped singing except for me and Kelly. And we were the only ones that knew the words to the Gummy Bear song.
I know. And they were like, what's the Gummy Bears? And we were like,
I feel like most children right now know that theme song.
They should. Like, it's like all the time on like Sirius, like Disney Channel.
They didn't know the Gummy Bear song.
No, they didn't know the Gummy Bear song.
But they were buying gummy berry juice.
But they were buying beignets and they were buying the gummy berry juice.
Bouncing berry beignets and gummy berry juice.
Where did you think they got gummy berry juice from?
My kid sings the Gummy Bear song all the time.
Well, that's great.
The hell out of me.
They have great parents. I think it's gifted generation on Gen Z or something
but
like that.
Also, if they have Disney Plus, they need to go watch the Gummy Bears on Disney Plus right now. There's no excuse for you not to know the Gummy Bear song.
I wish our audio listeners could have seen Sam's face in disgust.
I know, right?
Knowing that they didn't know. I mean, epic.
They didn't know the Gummy Bears.
They didn't know the Gummy Bears song.
Yeah. But, you know, the main attractions, of course, were the Disney Channel Rocks show.
We got pictures of us dressed up as Mal and Evie on The Suite Life, Zach and Cody. And they gave us glow stick ones. So we could do like the whole like you're watching Disney Channel and you made the ears with your glow sticks.
Yes.
And then we took pictures with the gargoyles.
Yes.
Gargoyles.
And there was like no line for the gargoyles.
Oh, that's
it. We had our Descendants picture in front of the Descendants backdrop. And then we also did, this was the Halloween Town back like photo op with the pumpkin from the town square in the middle of town square because, you know, mortal see, mortal do. So, yeah, those were the photo ops that we got. But they had wonderful entertainment. Fantastic. I was a little upset when it was raining because sometimes they don't always do entertainment because for the safety of the performers and also, you know, because everything's wet. So I was worried they weren't going to do the entertainment, but they ended up doing it. They did a show called Disney Channel Rocks, which they sang a bunch of songs from like the Cheetah Girls, Camp Rock 2, mostly the sequels, which is really weird. High School Musical, Cheetah Girls, One World, like not even the second one or the first one, but One World. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Their choices were a little odd at Disney Channel Rocks, but it worked. And everybody was singing it at the top of their lungs. And then
the Descendants dance party was amazing.
This was the highlight of my night because, of course, we were dressed as Mal and Evie, and we love the Descendants. But they were on top of the bridge in front of Pirates.
Yeah.
And they were doing, like, sword fighting from Descendants 3.
Yeah, tonight falls. Yeah,
that had to have been incredible to see.
It was incredible. Yeah. Now we watched the first one where they didn't come down off the bridge. They had on Tuesday and maybe on later performances come down off the bridge so that you could see what they were doing on the ground. But it was incredible to watch them in front of Pirates doing a little sword dancing, playing off the railings and leaping off of them and kind of jumping all over the railings. It was like our highlight of the night. It was so cool to watch them. They were incredible dancers.
That's a great spot to actually see something because the way that the bridge, the angle of it and just in how wide open like the standing room is. So I could see it being very, you could see, get a good view of it from any direction you're at.
Well, yeah, because it's on top. So you're at the bottom looking up. The only thing is the choreography had some like floor work on it. So you couldn't see what they were doing if they went down on the ground because then the bars were in front of them.
Well, that's why they were supposed to come down.
Yeah.
But that's where the rain got in the way because it was a little slippery on the ground. And it dried up as the night went. So they may have come down off the bridge so that you could see the floor work and stuff like that. We just didn't make it back to see another set. But they were on every 15. Like 10, 15, 9, 15. 12, 15, 11, 15, stuff like that.
And then I had a quick question about that too, real quick, is because originally that's supposed to be on the sailing ship Columbia, or was that just
a rumor? I don't know exactly what that was supposed to be because it said it was going to be a musical journey and that you could actually go on the ship, but both nights you couldn't go on the sailing ship Columbia. There was nobody on there. It was all lit up and kind of spooky looking. It was really cool.
Oh, it looked beautiful. It had the green and blue and purple lighting on it.
It just said that it was a musical journey through Descendants, and I it was literally set forth to us that like you could go on and see the VKs on the ship, and then they would have, and then the dance party was like separate, but the only thing was the dance party.
I feel like
they
that
didn't do anything on the ship.
They just probably decided against that, but I really liked it in front of pirates on top of that bridge. That was so cool to see. Yeah. It was so cool. So that was one of our favorite parts of the night. And then, of course, the pep rally that was kind of like the parade of the night was High School Musical and Zombies kind of mashed together. Mm-hmm. And they had Sharpay and Ryan, or at least cast members dressed as Sharpay and Ryan and Gabriella and Troy. And they did little dances to all the High School Musical songs and Zombies and
a couple of Zombie songs. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cool mashup.
It worked well together. I like the High School Musical songs a little bit better than the Zombie songs, but they're good. They're good.
I think the Zombie songs are good. I like the songs. I'm plot wise on Zombies, I'm a little like, but yeah. The songs
they
are
do
good.
Have a couple of bangers, yes.
Yeah.
Well, was any exclusive foods that you guys tried?
Lots of food. We had gummy berry juice and bouncing berry beignets, and
and then the lion cub grub, which
the lion cub grub,
which had like gnocchi in it and truffle pasta and grilled onions and with chimichurri sauce. It was good.
Ground beef.
And ground beef in it. I mean, a lot of the foods that they had was kind of an homage to like after school snacks. And like they had a lot of Salisbury steak stuff, but I'm not really big in Salisbury steak. So.
Right on.
Yeah. We I mean, like that. The thing was, is that none of it was warm.
Yeah.
So when we got it, it was all cold.
Seems
and we
to
got
be
it
a reoccurring theme lately.
Yeah, but the thing was, is like when we got there, we got it at 8:15. That was when like the first mobile order you could get. And then both the gummy berry juice and the lion cub grub was at Hungry Bear Restaurant. So it was at the same place. So we didn't have to like go to Cafe Daisy and like wait until like all that food came too, like last time. But yeah, it wasn't warm.
It wasn't warm.
I mean,
at all.
It was warm, but
it wasn't warm.
It wasn't hot.
Okay. Well, cool.
But it was fine. I actually liked the lion cub grub. It was had a lot of flavor to it, and it was kind of a spiced ground beef.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, good. Friend of the show, Danny, just as Danny, also went the opening night, and he says, in his opinion, that this was one of his favorite After Darks, probably next to Oogie Boogie. And you both have been to numerous After Darks. Where would you rank this one?
This is probably my third favorite After Dark event after Oogie Boogie and Princess Night.
Okay.
This was probably up there on my third, and then Throwback Night would be after that. But
solid.
Yeah. Solid. I would put, obviously, Oogie Boogie. It's Halloween. They just do that so much better. That one's first. I would say I actually really liked Princess Night. It's kind of like a tie between Villains Night and Princess Night, but like anything that has like extra live entertainment, because the other ones have like fireworks as the main attraction. Anything with like live entertainment, I really liked. And Princess Night had the princesses singing, well, three like singers with some princesses on the Rivers of America. And Villains Night had like the villains singing in a cabaret style show. So like that was awesome. Like I love live entertainment, and this just had like the combination of all of that. So
cool.
I think the vibes of Disney Channel Night really put this over the top for me, because like everyone was dressed up. No one was like not dressed up in anything.
You had Kim Possibles, you had Descendants, you had mostly High School Musical kids.
Everything from like Lizzie McGuire back in the 2000s all the way to Wizards of Waverly Place and Hannah Montana and
there was like a guy in a chicken outfit from Good Luck Charlie, because he does the, like, he works at chicken shop, you know, like it was that's very it. Like eclectic, but all in the same vein of Disney Channel. And they were playing songs from like the Gummy Bears, but also songs from Shake It Up and Bizarre Bark. Girl Meets World.
They even had Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World. And all the backdrops were very diverse as well. There was Xenon and Lizzie McGuire and Cheetah Girls and Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana. Yeah. And just
the
like,
only thing I'm not pouting at all.
The only thing that I would say is I wish that they had two of everyone, because the lines were getting really, really long. Now, granted,
After Dark events, they've had two backdrops. So instead of like one bellhop, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, it would be two, which makes the line go much faster. I'm not sure why they didn't do two.
Of yet, everything. They of did everything do two here. Of Hannah Montana. I'm not sure why.
it was the least personalities. Yes. However, it was the least, like, I would say decorated or least interesting. It was just like a backdrop that said Hannah Montana on it. But the funny thing was, is like,
in front of it.
the funny thing was that
the backdrop was for her show.
Well, yeah. But like you saw Sweet Life was obviously better. Yeah.
I saw a couple that was Zack and Cody. Then their friend was Brenda Song's character.
Yeah.
London. So yeah, there was kind of like a London there was kind of like a thing where
wait
like,
a sec. No, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah. I will tell you after.
I was gonna say, like, it was hard to tell the Sharpays versus the
Ludlands.
Like, no, the Sharpays versus the Hannah Montanas. Versus Tess from Camp Rock, because they're all like blonde, the same. 2000s.
Sounds like the Anchorman fight.
they wear the same costume. It's a short dress, sparkly. That's what it is.
So I'm pretty sure I've said this before, but you know what would be a dope live performance? Protozoa.
Oh, yeah.
We were hoping for a Protozoa performance. However, High School Musical and Camp Rock and Cheetah Girls are actually musicals.
No, we cannot.
I'm not saying they're better. I love Protozoa. I'm not saying they're better. I'm just saying they're more of the demographic
I will give you Cheetah Girls. I will give you Cheetah Girls.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
High School Musical do not hold a candle to Protozoa, though.
No, they don't.
Zoom, 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 baby.
My supernova girl.
And Xenon was definitely one of the more popular backdrops. They had the Zetus Lapidus on there. And yeah, it was very popular backdrop. And it was very long line. So we did not
get I absolutely would have dressed like... That's what my cosplay was.
There was a lot of Xenons. There was Nebulas. There was Nebulas. I saw Xenon and Nebula. We saw Lizzie and Miranda. We saw Lizzie, Isabel, and Paolo.
Yeah, Lizzie, Isabel, and Paolo.
We saw so many of like the old school Disney.
We saw some like Shigos and Drakens.
Shigo, Draken, Kim Possible, Ron Stoppable. Everyone was dressed up, and it was like all over the board, all over the 1990s versus the 2000s versus
today. Feel like it dressed like Kim Possible most of the time anyways.
But you could tell like they wanted red hair, they wanted the black like long sleeve
crop top with the green
crop top with the cargo pants.
The green cargo pants.
Yeah. Everybody had their favorite, and that was the best.
Yeah. But,
like, not a single person was like, I was there without Courtney for a while, and because my work is closer, so I was just there a couple hours earlier.
And traffic
and
was horrendous.
I changed into my Evie outfit, which is the Descendants 2 Evie with the blue hair and I came out of the restroom and I had changed into it, and there was a Descendants 3 Mal, and she was like, Evie. And I was like, Mal, you know, it was just like, we didn't know each other. We had no clue who each other were, but like, it's just like that common bond that you find when you go to these themed events. Yeah. And they were just like, oh my gosh, you know, and then like, there was whole groups of people that were like the Descendants, and there was a Mal, there was a Carlos, there was a Jay, there was an Evie, there was a Dizzy, there was a
there was Harry,
Harry, there was,
there's Umas,
Umas, you know, there was so many people, and they all got their friends together and they all came together for a theme, and it was incredible. It was an incredible night.
I hope they do it again.
It was such a good time.
Yeah, yeah. We really did. And I hope they do it again. But like the March one that they always do is kind of always different. This is the same slot that they've always done the villains. Like we've gone through Villains Night. We've gone through Princess Night. We've gone through Throwback Night. And that was always the March After Dark. So I'm not quite sure if they will bring it back next year. They were getting a lot of feedback. And obviously, a lot of people have a lot of nostalgia for Disney Channel. It was the 40th anniversary of Disney Channel just recently. So this might be why. But we hope that it comes back and maybe they do a little bit more, because it was busy both nights.
Bring Protozoa.
Yeah.
Bring Protozoa. There were people dressed as Protozoa. Like,
see, that's amazing.
There was a guy as dressed as Protozoa.
I would have been that guy's best friend. I'd be like, you were my new best friend. And honestly, like when Disney Plus like first came out, that was the first thing I ran to watch was all of old Disney Channel original movies.
Oh,
like,
there's
because
podcasts out there about them. There's craziness.
I literally hungered for them. I hungered for those movies.
Our parents would go out on Friday nights to like dinner, and like if it was a DCOM night or if it was like a new Lizzie McGuire or a new Phil of the Future or a new whatever,
we stayed home.
We stayed home. We literally stayed home. We literally said, go get us McDonald's. We want to sit in front of the TV and watch the new DCOM, and you guys can go to dinner. That's what we said.
That's exactly how I was too.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a great time. I'm just kind of sad Courtney didn't say Sweethearts Night was one of her favorites, but it's okay. You guys look like
No, you know Sweethearts Night was one of my favorites.
But
Joey, put on your big boy pants. You'll be fine.
but luckily for our listeners and followers, they'll be able to see a video of your guys' night very soon.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah,
on we did do a whole video of everything that we did.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So I think that sounds like a great time. And yeah, I can't wait for the next After Dark. But before we get to our topics, let's hear from one of our sponsors.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park tickets should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
Yes, Getaway today is awesome. Best place to book a Disney trip, wherever you're going. So as David would say, get you some. We got a few topics. I think we're going to brush through one of them really quickly because we're kind of on the clock, up on the clock. So we had different topics show up, but we kind of muffled them because different things kept coming. Like, no, let's talk about that one. Then something else would come out. Okay. First of all, a quick topic. Disneyland has started testing new entrance gates, basically where they can scan your ticket and magic keys. So this
your,
is supposed
to- through your magic band.
Yeah.
Magic band. Yeah.
And it's facial recognition.
Yeah. So this doesn't really help our you know, audio listeners, but I'm just going to pop up a little picture here. But first of all, what are your ladies' thoughts on the testing?
Anything to make the process faster. Yeah.
Are there the same security checkpoints?
The security checkpoints is by the parking garage. So this has nothing to do with security checkpoint.
Gotcha.
But
we need the Disney World security checkpoint.
Yeah, because it needs Disney to go World much security, faster.
But our Disneyland security, there's a lot of it. It goes pretty fast. It doesn't bog down unless it's a pretty busy day. But these new tester facial recognition check entrance points are for your magic bands, and they also have little scanners. I'm hoping this makes it so much faster. The lines can get almost to where they're touching each other sometimes.
Yeah.
From DCA and Disneyland.
Especially and, in the morning.
Yeah, this is the same system I believe they have in like Disneyland Paris.
Yes.
Or something similar to it. I'm just hoping that like these go so much faster, because right now what happens is that people who have multi-day tickets or a single use ticket has to get their picture taken
every time, and their
Devices that they use right now are super slow, or sometimes they have to reboot them, or sometimes it's just taking forever, or you have a party of like 10 people and they all have to get their picture taken, and three of them are kids forever, and they don't want to get their picture taken. So right now, I really hope that this just makes
or they're in strollers or asleep.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hoping it streamlines the process.
Yeah.
And honestly, having multiple gates is so much more beneficial. Like,
I'm hoping for a magic key gate eventually, or no bag line.
Disney World security.
Disney World security, yeah.
So it looks like here that even these entryways are even big enough for strollers and scooters, which is
There's no more turnstile anymore. Yeah. So
there's an acrylic door, a saloon door, but
yeah.
Yeah. But these are expected to be up and running by 2025, though, so...
Yeah,
they're more testing it right now, and they're hoping to
like more like towards the end of the year.
So here's my question: can only one guest go through, and then it closes, or can you scan your entire party and then go through? Because let's say you're a mom coming through with three little children.
You may have to tap each one or something like that, or tap the band.
Can you do it? Yeah, can you do it all as once, and then you all walk through?
I hope so.
Nobody said anything yet. They just posted the picture, so we no will see. Real information yet.
My analytical brain over here is like,
no, it's a perfectly valid. I mean, right now they kind of do that where they scan it all before they even go through the turnstile, and then everybody walks through, and the stroller goes down the middle. So it could.
I'm just wondering how they would monitor that, as far as like if a fourth or fifth person wanted to walk through with that.
Well, there will be cast members up there. So.
Yeah.
It's not getting rid of any cast members.
So. Yeah. But the
which big, we love that. We want cast members employed.
The other thing is that, like, if you don't have a magic band, something else has to be scanned, and I'm not sure exactly where or if it's going to be a handheld device or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're like, when you fly Southwest, you scan your ticket. I mean, the face recognition.
Well, same thing at Universal, you scan. Yeah. At Universal, you scan your ticket and you do a fingerprint, so it might be the same thing.
Yeah.
But excited, you know, any new progress?
Walt Disney World. Walt Disney World does fingerprints as well. Some I know they did.
Yeah.
I know they did before when I was there. So.
Yeah. But they still do, I believe.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Big news that we got, actually, we got more details today on the upcoming Pixar Fest coming, what looks like, to the entire Disneyland Resort. And I know Courtney pulled up a few things to look at. So if you want to share what was announced.
I'm going to go through it really fast, sort of fast. But so Pixar Fest starts on April 26th and goes to August 4th. So it is a long time. It will go through the summer, and a little bit will overlap with Seasons of the Force, which is the Star Wars event that's going to be happening here pretty soon on April 5th. We're going to get a new Better Together, a Pixar Pal celebration parade at California Adventure. So this is going to be from Disney Live Entertainment. It's with high energy characters. You'll spot Red Panda May and her friends rocking out to their favorite boy band, Four Town. You'll have a soul float with Joe Gardner and 22, celebrating the sweeter things in life. Luca, Alberto, and Julia from Luca enjoying their time on the water's edge and Porto Rosso. Then there's going to be a grand finale, which will feature Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl from The Incredibles, Miguel from Coco, Mike and Sully from Monsters, Inc., and Woody, Jesse, and Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story. And then we're going to get the Together Forever.
Luca looks weird. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I never like Luca anything anyway. So, but the soul float looks really cool. I'm really looking forward to that. Then we have the Together Forever fireworks. So it's going to be kind of like the last Pixar Fest one, but they're going to make new scenes with Onward, Soul, Luca, and Turning Red, and Elemental. And it says it brought to life like never before. So it'll be, you know, your standard fireworks with like the projections and projection mapping down Main Street and on Small World and on Rivers of America.
Hopefully the Matterhorn is Mount Hakawanalugi again.
Oh, probably. They did say the Up House was going to fly above Sleeping Beauty's castle again. So the Up House will be something tangible that flies up above the castle. Then we're going to have Club Pixar at the Hollywood Backlot in Disney California Adventure Park. It says during the day, the Hollywood Backlot, you can snap a photo in front of Pixar-themed backdrops, play games, and maybe even encounter a favorite character to pose with. When day turns to night, Club Pixar will take over the area for a nighttime party inspired by the amazing stories from Pixar Animation Studios. Your whole group can enjoy an interactive DJ dance party, live performances, exciting games, photo opportunities, themed food, specially crafted beverages, and more. So it sounds like they're bringing back the Mad Tea Party, but not Mad Tea Party.
But Pixar.
Pixar. Which I enjoyed the Mad Tea Party, and I love live entertainment. So I will definitely be there for sometime. We are also getting a Pixar Pals Playtime Party at Fantasyland Theater in Disneyland Park. Throughout the day, the whole family can dance, play the Pixar way, and some favorite pals at the Pixar Pals Playtime Party at Fantasyland Theater in Disneyland Park. Get into the groove at a high-energy show. Enjoy interactive games, photos, locations, and activities inspired by Pixar films. And even watch a selection of iconic shorts on the big screen. So
kid is dabbing here.
Yeah. It sounds like they're going to have like a similar thing to like what they're doing in the Hollywood backlot. Just so like if you can't park hop, you still get that like feeling of the Club Pixar kind of thing. I don't really need another dance party, but I like these backdrops that they have.
Yeah, so, it looks really cool.
I don't know. I think that house, the up one, is probably like kind of like the one they had at Sweethearts Night.
It looks like
that backdrop. Yeah.
Of course, I went to what's going to be the big hit for resellers.
Yeah, we're going to get the Pizza Planet truck as a popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
We got the Pixar-themed foods, and it looks like they're going to be using the Food and Wine Festival marketplaces. So you're going to have, so it's like, you'll also have, like, we'll have the food at Plaza Inn and Troubadour Tavern in Disneyland, but, and also Paradise Garden is going to have a cocoa-inspired menu. But it does say that beginning May 10th, six Pixar-themed marketplaces will join the fun in Disney California Adventure Park and will be available through the length of the festival, which leads me to believe that they're going to make use of those Food and Wine Festival booths that we have. So it's a summertime dishes inspired by the Italian coast at Porto Rosso Pasta. Reimagine classics as Gusto's to go themed from Ratatouille. A playful melange of elements at Elemental Table, inspired by Elemental. Fun foods perfect for a tween boy band or anyone really at Four Town Favorites from Turning Red. Feel-good foods that feed your soul at The Spark, inspired by Soul, and flavors to appeal to all of your emotions at Hanger Management from Inside Out.
Nice.
And
those are cute names. I think that's really cute.
Yeah,
I think
they're trying to food make, guide.
I think they're trying to make DCA kind of like the new the Epcot food, yeah, and festival. Food festival things. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
All the Tastykins. Yeah.
And then we are going to have encounters with Pixar characters. And we're, it says including Inside Out, The Incredibles. And we're also going to get Ember and Wade from Elemental. So,
oh, nice.
Yay.
Maybe we'll get the new emotions.
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah. Anxiety, embarrassment. What was the other ones?
Well, the emo one, the Inuis or whatever. There's an emo emotion.
We got a new series of posters, which looked really cool. So today. So
yeah, I'm really excited about Inside Out too.
So they're gonna have also a plethora of merch. So we're gonna get our first Lug Life bag.
I saw that. So
we're gonna get a Pixar Lug Life. Yeah, we're gonna get a Pixar Fest Lug Life. So that's gonna be exciting, and also spirit jerseys and stuff like that. And we're going to have festive decor throughout everything. It says it's going to have a 25-foot tall sculpture celebrating friendship and highlighting the iconic Pixar ball in Disney California Adventure Park and Disneyland in the Esplanade between the two. So we're going to get 25-foot tall sculpture celebrating friendship in between the two parks.
It was roped off last time we were there that I noticed. Yeah, so maybe they're getting ready to put it there. But
yeah. And then it will also come to Downtown Disney as well. So you'll be able to find Pixar-inspired menu items at all the dining locations in Downtown Disney. And sweet. Then also Pixar Palace Hotel is open, so you can go see that too. So those are like the 10 big things that Disney Parks Blog wanted to highlight.
That's Pixar cool. Fest. So before we wrap up, are you guys excited for Pixar Fest?
I am. I really like Pixar.
Now Fest. I am.
I think there's so much going on. I think that I liked when they did Pixar Fest a few years ago, but it really was only like fireworks and a couple things. So I'm really excited about all the stuff they're bringing, all the characters, all the food, all the new events, all the live entertainment. I'm really excited about it. So, yeah, we'll be there probably more than once.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited that they're using that space at the Hollywood backlot because it has been bare for a long time.
They've been trying to use it for Marvel, and they haven't found their footing with it. I'm hoping that this gives it a new life back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking
forward. I wish we were getting something in that big theater, though. That would have been fun.
Hyperion Theater.
Yeah.
Oh, well, but.
Can't let I digress back to protozoa.
I mean, I'll take it. If you want to put protozoa in the Hyperion, I'll take it.
Nah, just bring back Rogers the Musical. It's okay.
He's he's right next to Guardians of the Galaxy, so space in space.
Supernova girl.
I don't know. That sounds like some kind of medicine, but I guess. Protozoa? Yeah.
First rocker in space. That's right.
He was the first rocker to have a concert in space.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. You make my heart go boom, boom. That supernova girl.
Well, on that note,
no, you don't know it, Joey. You don't know it, Joey.
Joey doesn't know.
I do not know. No. But
Joey, what's the other one? He sings. He sings another one. I don't know.
That one was not as popular.
All right, Joey, take us out.
Yep.
All right, we're out of here. I'm kidding. Thank you guys, everybody, for all that awesome information, trip reports, excitement on things to come. We had a few things we're going to bring up, but I think we'll bring it up later since it's not really, it's just rumor at this point.
Time sensitive.
But as we said earlier, we are double dipping tonight. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a very fun, and getting together with you ladies is always fun. So, but we'll be together in a few minutes anyways. So hope you guys enjoyed Extra Magic Hour. And I guess until next time, we'll see you in the parks.
Yay! Yay! To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world. Thank you.